And welcome to the chain restaurant Total Rewards Association, aka CERTRA for short, podcast. CERTRA podcast series focus on employee total rewards, compensation, benefits, and restaurant industry relevant topics. For those who don't know CERTRA, we're a nonprofit professional organization that's dedicated to strengthening and enhancing total rewards within the restaurant industry. Total Rewards encompasses employee compensation, benefits, paid time off, work-life balance, community involvement. There's so many different venues in which we serve in this industry. Our number one goal as an organization is to educate and train those folks who are part of our member companies to become better contributors to their organizations and their surrounding communities. We also want to make sure to provide networking opportunities within our industry and broaden the total rewards information available to restaurant industry professionals. We were established in 1976, so we've been at this for a while, and consists of close to 100 chain restaurant member companies with even more concepts covered. To find out more about becoming a CERTRA member, check us out at crtraweb.org. My name is Jess Williams. I'm the Chief People Officer for Biscuitville and serve as the CERTRA Board of Director of Member Education. Today, I have the great pleasure of welcoming a new guest to the Serving Up podcast, Andrew Glantz, who's the founder and CEO of Gift-A-Meal. Andrew believes that profit and purpose can be consistent goals, and he aims to scale his organization, Gift-A-Meal, nationwide and put a dent in the hunger challenges that we face today. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks so much for having me, Jess.
Awesome. So, you know, one of the things that we are all challenged with today in our current environment is this inflationary experience that we're having. And many of us, I think, did not anticipate that this recession would impact us to the degree that it has, starting with the cost of gas, which went up, you know, in a very quick fashion. And I think, at least inside of our restaurant, for sure, we started to feel that pressure right away, not just on the bottom line, but namely for our team members who were telling us that while we had made these big sweeping changes in wages and increasing people's wages, in some cases upwards of 50%, that all of that increase was starting to get eaten away with these rising costs. And those costs weren't just limited to gas. There were also some of the basic needs for, you know, bringing food home from the grocery store. So I can only imagine that the, you know, food challenges that people are facing have really increased and probably have extended to a broader population than we were facing before this whole economic situation came about. So I'm really interested to learn a little bit more about how your organization has been able to serve a broader group of folks and help in this current situation. But before we dive into that, I would love to hear a little bit more about your story and how did Gift-A-Meal come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the high level overview, I founded Gift-A-Meal when I was looking at a way to both help heal hunger and support restaurants across the country. I noticed that there were a lot of financially driven incentives like coupons and discounts for people to go support restaurants. But, you know, those would cut away at the margins and kind of lead to a one-off experience where you choose a restaurant because of a discount. Then you're just looking for the best price the next time you go. You're not necessarily going to go to that restaurant again if you don't have a discount. And so with Gift-A-Meal, I found it as a way to really build that emotional connection between the customer and the restaurant, and also the restaurant and their own staff, all through this incentive of giving back to the community and forming that sense of community connection to fight hunger. And so the way that Gift-A-Meal works is each time a guest snaps a photo of their food or drink order from a partner restaurant, we donate to a local food bank to help give a meal to someone in need in their community all at no effort from the staff. They don't need to do anything logistically. It's really simple, a plug and play social responsibility element where the customer's sharing out photos with friends, promoting the restaurant and being an advocate for their brand, while also having this positive, uplifting experience for themselves where they feel that sense of connection, like I mentioned. And the impact is all hyper local. And as you mentioned, the food insecurity has been on the rise over the course of the early stages of the pandemic, and then lately with things like inflation and supply chain issues. And, you know, that all affects food insecurity and the network of food banks across the United States, where almost 40 million Americans face daily food insecurity, meaning they don't know where they're going to find their next meal. 11 million people of our children of that group as well. And so it's obviously a really big problem. And when prices are going up, then people are choosing between things like healthcare and food and education and bills. And, it's something that's really, really challenging. And that's one of my big motivators with Gift a Meal, is to look to see how can we remove these kind of structural barriers for people that are prerequisites to them succeeding in other areas of their life. And so if we can help put food on the table for people across the country, then that's something that can then allow them to invest in all other aspects of their life. And it's really amazing to see the stories that have been created from this, and all while also supporting the restaurants too. So just creating that win-win has been really exciting to see.
You know, interestingly, as you were talking, I was just reminded of an article that I was actually reading yesterday evening that was published by the National Restaurant Association, and they were talking about just the impact of inflation on our industry, and we're focusing specifically on different demographic segments of the customer base. And one of the things that was really notable to me was they highlighted how important millennials are to the restaurant industry right now. And the reason why they suggested that is that, you know, millennials overwhelmingly have not adjusted their consumer behavior. In other words, they are still frequenting, you know, the restaurant brands at the same rate that they were more or less before inflation. And one of the things that sort of I see as a synergy with what your organization does is just the approach and ease with which people can help in this effort to fight food insecurity. And what I mean more specifically is, you know, millennials really are the first generation that grew up as digitally native, right? In other words, they have lived with, you know, social media throughout their lifespan. And, you know, what I think is so brilliant about your organization is you really have harnessed social media as far as a behavior and how people interact with their phones and apps to make this something that really can be self-service, right? It's not something that, as you said, you know, inside a restaurant, our team members don't have to teach the guests necessarily how to use Gift a Meal. It's pretty straightforward and simple on the user interface side. So I think, you know, one of the words we hear used a lot is, you know, friction, and how can we reduce friction? And I think, you know, the solution that your organization provides has very little, if any, friction. And I think as a restaurant brand that is interested, and I'll speak for Biscuitville, that is interested to serve our communities and really live up to the spirit of social responsibility, this is an ideal way for us to do that and harness a technology that not only reaches that underserved community, but also taps into a customer base that we really want to continue to build a relationship with. So I'm curious, you know, have you encountered any challenges with the technology, and or, you know, if you have, how have you innovated it to really optimize its utilization and ultimately achieve the goals that your organization has to help people fight food insecurity?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we're constantly iterating and adapting. And I mean, you mentioned the consumer behavior of millennials as well. We're actually are constantly looking at doing academic research with different people in the field that are studying consumer behavior. And we've actually had published research by professors at university across the country and also the world in order to apply these latest concepts to gift a meal in terms of behavioral science and consumer behavior in order to look at how we can best create that experience to engage millennials and other age groups in this cause as well and connect them to that restaurant's brand in a way that they attribute this positive impact to their experience at the restaurant. In terms of the technology, you know, that's something that we're constantly tweaking and adding new features to. We have a very stable tech stack, and it's nothing that requires integration with the restaurant. So there's nothing that is, you know, a hassle logistically for the restaurant to implement the program. But, you know, we're always iterating it. And we've even developed multiple different product lines now, first through the Gift a Meal mobile app to have a really native experience for the guest. But then also we've developed a Gift a Meal web version that can open in Chrome or Safari on the user's phone after scanning a QR code to make it, as you said, very frictionless. And we can also white label that experience and brand it in the restaurant's branding and even embed that in the restaurant's mobile app to really draw that customer into the restaurant's ecosystem as well. And so we're always looking at new ways to innovate. And you know, we have integrations in Gift a Meal with Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So posting a photo through Gift a Meal is one meal provided. And then we give an extra meal for each social platform they share on as well. So if they share on Gift a Meal on Instagram, that's two meals. Gift a Meal Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter would be four meals provided just for one dining experience too. So we're always looking at ways that we can work with these other external platforms because we know how much it means for the restaurants to have their guests be advocates for their brand.
That's fabulous. And, you know, that was one of the things that I was really intrigued by when you and I had the opportunity to actually meet in person earlier this year in Austin, is just the sort of amplification process that you have built into this, you know, approach to serving others. And I think that's something that, you know, I'll say for Biscuitville in particular and some of the other brands that were in Austin at the Chain Restaurant Total Rewards Association Conference talked about is just, you know, wanting to really have content, but have content that's relevant, that's authentic, that's meaningful. You know, social responsibility is something that I think, you know, we all recognize has increased in terms of its traction and appeal. But I also think that there is this authenticity tied to social responsibility that's a reflection of just how our culture here in the U.S. is evolving, that we're kind of getting back to our roots of, you know, helping one another out along the way and sort of this, you know, sense of a philanthropic purpose is growing. And, you know, content development that is around the topic of how you help others is a challenge, right? Because you have to be mindful of the fact that some people don't want there to be awareness around the impact. I'm curious, you know, you talked a little bit about some stories, you know, are there a few stories that you might be able to share with our audience about, you know, that really showcase how impactful Gift a Meal has been?
Yeah, and I can share some stories both on the social impact side and the business impact side. So, you know, with us, it's all about that win-win. On the social impact side, you know, we volunteer at a lot of the local food banks that we're donating to. We're donating to over 54 food banks across 25 states now. And when I've had the chance to actually be hands-on and meet the people that we're helping, you know, one person that I was talking to, Bridget, she has a 15-year-old daughter, and, you know, she had some hard times and her apartment burned down. And, you know, she was then food insecure, staying at friends' places, looking for places to live. And, you know, it was something that she didn't think that she was going to be somebody that had to face hunger. But it really shows that hunger can happen to anybody. And, you know, they started to go to the food bank in order to get fresh produce and everything. And then they were able to get back on their feet later that year. And now they actually go back and volunteer at that same food bank in order to help others too. So stories like that are really impactful. We actually have displayed some of these impact stories that community members have agreed to share. So really look to, because we want to look to humanize hunger and not show that it's just a number, but it's actually these are people in our community. And so some of these community members have agreed to share their stories on the Gift a Meal program. So after somebody takes a photo, they can, the user can actually see and read a story about somebody that they were helping by using Gift a Meal and by eating at that restaurant. And I was at another restaurant conference actually, and I was talking with an executive from Checkers and Rally's, and she used the Gift a Meal app, and it just so happened that the story that was shown was a person that was a former employee of Rally's. And so that was something that really hit for her. She mentioned to me that when she had last used Gift a Meal, she had seen that. And, you know, that was something that really shows that this is our community that we're looking to support. And then on the business side, you know, it's been really impactful to see what we've been able to do for the restaurants. You know, for, as you mentioned, like people are becoming more and more socially minded. Millennials, especially, as you mentioned, there was a Cohen Communications report that came out recently, and in it, it showed that 83% of millennials said it's important for them that the companies they buy from align with their values, and 71% said they would pay more for products that if they know some's going to a good cause. And so we've been able to see that apply to Gift a Meal as well, where the guests using Gift a Meal, not just millennials, but all guests across the board, on average, across all of our partner restaurants, are returning 39% more frequently. They're spending 20% more per check, and they're tipping 32% more as well. And so it's all about just creating that positive, uplifting experience that can be getting a marketing return for the restaurant, be a positive staff interaction tool and engagement tool, and then also be something that's making a meaningful impact in that restaurant's community, whether the restaurant has one location or hundreds of locations or thousands of locations. We work with corporate chains, franchisees, restaurant groups, independents. And so it's been really great to look to see how we can continually improve and implement Gift a Meal in a way that's as low friction as possible for the restaurant and their team while still making that positive impact for the customers and the community.
Well, Andrew, I have to say, I could probably sit here and talk with you more and more about all these stories. What you've shared, I think, has been very illuminating. Each time you and I get a chance to interact, I learn something new. And, you know, I think one word kind of sums up the solution that you offer, which is, you know, it's all about inclusivity. And it's, you know, something that really satisfies goals across so many different groups, you know, whether it's the restaurant itself, whether it's the recipient, whether it's the employees or the community as a whole. It's really a multiplier in terms of, you know, the benefits that it produces. So I just want to say thank you so much for what you do and for, you know, building and bringing Gift a Meal to life. I personally have talked with our marketing team and our leadership team about your organization, and I'm keen to, you know, start building a relationship with you so that we can help leverage this wonderful tool within our own organization. Before we wrap, how can folks who are interested to learn more about Gift a Meal get in contact with you and find out more?
Yeah, well, first off, thank you for all of the kind words and in general for having me on this podcast and being such a positive, upbeat person for the restaurant industry. I appreciate it, and know everybody else does as well, for you always looking to spread the knowledge. People can get in contact with me directly at andrew@giftameal.com. They can also learn more at getgiftameal.com. If they want to kind of check us out and poke their heads in before reaching out to me directly. And you know, it takes a pretty short amount of time for a restaurant to get up and running. We launched a taco chain in DC in 8 days from sign up, and we launched 21 Red Robins in 3 weeks in Pennsylvania. And, you know, we just launched a 130 location chain with Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken across the country. And so if anybody's interested, and they can just reach out to me directly, andrew@giftameal.com, and be a restaurant that's contributing towards good in their local community. And one thing I forgot to mention is that we've now surpassed the 1 million meals provided mark. And so,
wow.
Yes, that's something that's really exciting. And so we're always looking for more restaurants to help us reach the next million meals. And, you know, maybe we'll be doing 1 million meals annually by this time next year. And our goal is to be from 25 states now. We actually will be in 26 states tomorrow when we have another state launching. But yeah, we want to be in all 50 states next year as well. So we're super grateful to all the restaurants that we work with and to everybody in the community. And I'm also always just really open to giving blunt feedback and advice on social responsibility and marketing and behavioral science to anyone in the industry. And I'm a big believer in just kind of helping everybody out, and that kind of raises it for everybody. And so anybody can feel free to reach out to me, and I'm happy to talk.
Awesome, Andrew. Well, congratulations on that monumental accomplishment, 1 million meals. That is incredible. I'm so psyched for you. And more importantly, you know, grateful for, you know, the work that you do, because I can only imagine all the beneficiaries are probably extremely full of gratitude in that regard. So on that note, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you do to address food insecurity across the U.S. And I have no doubt that you will, you know, be within every state in short order, just given, you know, the simplicity of your system and the responsiveness that you and your organization embrace in terms of making this as frictionless and as easy for, you know, end users to interact with. So on that note, we're going to wrap today's Serving Up podcast. If anybody from the audience has a podcast suggestions, feel free to email office@crtraweb.org with any suggestions. We hope you'll tune in next time, and please subscribe so you won't miss any of the great information on our future podcasts. We'd love your comments and feedback as well. And remember, today is about progress, not perfection. So forgive us for any technical challenges. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.